The final curtain will soon be drawn at the Capital 6 Theatre in downtown Victoria after the city gave JAL Properties the green light to go ahead with plans for a 10-story office tower at the corner of Blanchard and Yates Streets. Following a public hearing Thursday night, council voted unanimously to approve the rezoning and development application for the project. The mixed-use building will offer ground-floor commercial space and 3 levels of underground parking. We're certainly pleased to see the feedback from council, and of course it's always nice to get a unanimous endorsement. We're very excited about the project design that's been proposed for the Capital 6 Theatre site, and we look forward to bringing it to fruition in due course, JAL Properties' Robert JAL said in an interview. When that will be is yet to be determined. JAL noted there are leases in place with tenants in the existing building, and they still have to go through the development of detailed designs and working drawings. Certainly, we're keen to get going as soon as reasonably possible, he said. There was little public backlash to the project on Thursday, though 2 residents expressed their concerns about the loss of a downtown theater, questioned the need for more office space when people are still working from home, and what effect the JAL building would have on the neighboring yellow residential block. Though some councillors expressed their sympathy for residents of the yellow residential building, to the immediate east of the project, they were all in favor of JAL adding another mixed-use project across the street from its atrium building. It was really great to hear about the demand for high-quality office space in the downtown, because a large part of the economy of downtown depends on people coming to work downtown, said Mayor Lisa Helps. And it's good that people still want to do that, and there are these buildings like this to show us that. JAL had been asked about the need for office space in a post-COVID world when work-from-home and hybrid work models are becoming more of the norm. He said top employers have been looking for better spaces for employees that are amenity-rich, and with improved heating and ventilation systems, and built closer to services and attractions in the city. Tristan Spark, vice president at Colliers International Victoria, said the company's most recent office report noted Victoria's overall office vacancy rate increased to 5.9% from 5.7%, but it should be seen as steady. The office vacancy rate in the downtown area dropped to 6.2% in the third quarter of this year, compared with 7.1% at the same time last year. The most notable trend is that employee return to the office is taking longer than most employers anticipated, as a number of employees continue to want to work from home, he said. Jeremy Loveday said while sympathetic to those living in yellow next door about how close the two buildings will be, he felt JAL had approached the site thoughtfully. Marianne Alto said the design is elegant and relatively restrained for what will be a downtown landmark. I do still think that there is a place for offices in a downtown, and the fact that this has been designed the way it has reflects that new reality of what is likely to be demanded in the future, she said. It's not 46 little boxes. It's a big space that can be divided into 46. The Capital 6, Victoria's first multiplex movie theater when it opened in 1981, closed in 2013 when the economics of it no longer made sense. The building was bought by JAL in 2015 and leased out to Regency Theatres in 2016, which renovated the theater space and reopened as a luxury theater that year. JAL Properties said it had given them a large break in rent just to have the space occupied and used until the office project is developed. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.